Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There have been a number of chaotic episodes of the B Mission Finley program, but we're approaching peak chaos.
We love chaos.
We thrive in chaos. We were born in this. Chris Russell's here wearing truly one of the biggest shirts I've ever seen in my life. Roost.
I mean, this is many pounds ago.
You've got to throw that shirt away.
I understand that. I understand that. It's
too large.
It's just like
it goes down to your knees.
All right, but it matched this, so I didn't want to.
So you're wearing this.
What's the new shirt they got out? What's the shirt they call the something fit?
Dry fit.
Dry fit.
No, not dry fit. It's the new shirts that they untuck. You need to get some of those.
If you
tuck that with Rooster, it'd be below
your
butt.
Here's the deal. I need a sponsorship. I'd be more than happy to pimp any product that there is. If I can get some free clothes out of it, good deal.
Doug, you got to get rid of this shirt. Okay. I'm in this as a friend.
All right.
All right. I have a number of questions
here,
for you.
Can I tuck it in to make it better?
No.
If you tuck it, it might go down to your knees and stuff.
Roost, let's start at the top of my list.
Oh, boy.
Where the hell you been? It was Gumbo Friday.
We talked about Gumbo at like before 10, so we figured you would be here by 10:05.
Well, I mean, I didn't know about the Gumbo. I heard about it on the way in, so I was like, well, Landfill actually texted me and Matt and said it's Gumbo. You know, B. Mitch made Gumbo, so here I am looking for Gumbo.
You're very late. Normally, you're here very early when there's food about.
I've been up since 5:30 this morning.
Yeah, me too, and I cook Gumbo.
Not ironing the shirt.
I didn't cook Gumbo. Not ironing in the shirt. I was watching all sorts of things. I mean, I watched
grinding the tape.
I watched
all 22.
Yeah, exactly. I watched Cakes on the Junkies by himself. I mean, figuring out
all of us do that.
Cakes, I love you, and you know, your wife. I ran to the thing. We gonna one finger salute you, Cakes.
Yeah,
we've done one man show.
Who's
you do a one man show every damn day?
Every day,
Cakes, and they make it like it's the only time it happened. We do this all the damn time.
Yeah,
I mean,
all right.
What the hell?
The Junkies aren't used to living like that.
So let's
in that neighborhood.
Let's ask another question. Uh-huh. Speaking of the neighborhood,
yeah,
it's my understanding you're gonna host us all for a party at your home.
Yes. At some point, we will.
You invited me.
I told you invited me, but
well,
I was already
I didn't.
But I told him I'd come. Now I say I was coming the next time, and everybody now has invited themselves.
I invited B because he lives close by. I didn't think you would come from Maryland, so I said, screw it.
You act like Maryland's like Vermont. It ain't that far.
You probably won't come if he invites you.
I probably won't. But I'd still like to be invited.
There you go. All right.
The odds of me actually doing stuff are always very minimal.
Consider yourself all invited.
Including Landfill.
What
about Jeff? No. Jeff smokes weed in the house. Is that okay?
Well, no.
No, he smokes outside.
No, can't do that.
What about gummies?
I'll throw them in the pond. I live on a pond.
Chris Russell has waterfront property?
Yeah. No, that's a lake. It's not a pond.
Or a lake, whatever.
It's a lake. Lakefront.
B. Mitch knows.
Lakefront.
There's a pond. The pond's B-Mitch good for knows. You. Rooster.
And he has a little boat
property.
In the back.
You got a boat?
With a troll on it.
Boat. Stop.
If you got a boat, I'm going to burn this shirt. If you got a boat, you can afford a new shirt.
I don't have a boat. I barely can have enough money to buy a new shirt. Never mind a boat.
Is your badge? Okay.
What? I mean, it's what we have to use to get in and out of
I thought it was attached to your
prison.
Shirt, bro.
No.
That's all.
Oh,
that's
okay.
All. So
I thought you were making fun of me for wearing a badge.
Have you had any gumbo yet?
I have not. I looked at it, and I saw crabs, and Jeff was heaping, like, all sorts of things into
crabs,
his
shrimp,
you know, takeaway bowl
and
you know, all that.
Jeff, how many Tupperware? Is Jeff gone?
Yeah, of course.
No, he went to buy some more Tupperware dishes.
Where is he acquiring all of these Tupperware?
He's going to CVS now, I'm sure, because
I think
normally we will have Greg Danny, we will have Darius, and they're not, I don't think none of them are here, right?
No.
Speaking of.
Darius will be here later.
Hold on. Speaking
but he
of
can't
Darius,
have seafood.
Have you received any Odyssey points yet, Landfill? Grant and Danny, we're going to do a promo read for their remote show today.
Mm-hmm.
But Landfill and
point.
Jeff have decided we will not do the promo read until they send Landfill and Jeff Odyssey points.
Landfill, you are really trying to shake down everybody for these Odyssey points. Man, I told you just hang out with us on a Friday night or the Christmas party, and I'll give you my damn Odyssey points, CK, and you wouldn't even do that.
CK he wants told to me give you his damn in, Odyssey points.
And CK had 3,700 points.
3,700?
Landfill trying to get those.
I gave some. What is you want a backpack, Landfill?
I put all mine in.
No, I got the blanket.
Everyone I had, I put in on trying to win $1,000.
Can we put a pot together to get Landfill a backpack?
I was trying to win $1,000. I didn't give a damn about a blanket. Yo,
one thing I know about Odyssey, they ain't giving anybody $1,000.
Oh, they got the free $1,000 thing.
It's like a raffle ticket.
Yeah, but I put all my tickets in.
Roost, yes. One thing you want to see from the Washington Commanders in Dallas?
Please stay healthy. Please don't get Jaden Daniels crumpled up like an accordion like you did on Sunday night. Please keep him healthy. Please get him out of there as quickly as you can. Meaning take a 20-point lead so I don't have to worry about anything.
I want them to...
You know, I hear a Cowboy fan talking about not going to have him.
Yeah, Donnie's just commenting.
I wanted to throw an elbow
Donnie
to his forehead.
Donnie scared of the mic. Now he's just commenting and hanging out in the background. It is an audio medium, Donald.
Here, Don.
It's always close. We know that. It's not going to happen like
that. It could be. But I already referenced it. 2015, I think, is the best hope. They clinched in week 16. They had to go to Dallas week 17.
They ran off
like three early touchdowns, got up big. Colt finished
the game.
Y'all
see this person out there? Take a shot at him.
Roost, who do you think the best?
Ask those type of questions.
I mean, he asks
you
all the tough questions.
SOB
all,
in the world,
and you guys say I'm the horniest guy in the universe or whatever the hell you call me. I'm not. I'm not wearing burgundy. I'm not wearing anything.
It's true.
Hey, I think he's changed the color. He must have been blue.
A boring night he in the Russell house last
he
night.
He wears blue a lot now.
You know what?
No, I got to avoid wearing all the burgundy that I have because of you two clowns.
Left hand up. I'm going to be mature. We have the governor coming on the line. We got a break.